Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Beasley swings it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland and Shaqiri have scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Fresh on the heels of the Wheelhouse. Big thank you to those guys for always pumping up the fact that we are on after them. And we do have a lot to talk about here tonight. I mean, it's crazy what's going on in the world of soccer. We've got some breaking news as well from around Major League Soccer. We'll hope everybody had a great weekend, some good family time, reflection around Memorial Day. Soccer Matters brought to you, as mentioned there, by the voice of God, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Where do we begin tonight? It's that time of the year where finality becomes a part of the global game and leagues and cup competition. And boy, did we see some amazing things over the weekend. Ecstasy in the form of winners, agony in the form of those that had epic fails with things in their control on the football pitch going into the final game. So we're going to get over on all that here tonight. We stream at ESPN975.com. Call in number tonight, 713-780-3776. I got tickets to give away. Keep that number handy. Again, 713-780-3776. Houston Dynamo in action tomorrow night. In Vancouver, we will have the call of that right here on ESPN 97.5. And the man producing tonight, stepping in for the legendary Andrew Carlson, is the legendary Brian McDonald. So, Brian, it's a late, late show tomorrow night with the Dynamo in Vancouver.
Yeah, Dynamo After Dark tomorrow night in Vancouver.
I like that. I like that. Dynamo After Dark, that's what we're doing tomorrow night. 9 o'clock, the pregame show will start, and we'll get into a lot of things. I spoke with the head coach, Ben Olsen, today. Former Newcastle defender, Fox analyst Warren Barton joins us. Bogdancho on the Romanian First Division and the team Faro, which is headed up by the manager, Georgi Hagi. Now, you remember Georgi Hagi in the 94 World Cup in Romania had an amazing sort of impression on people. We'll talk about what's going on in Romanian football and why there are struggles there, but what Georgi Hagi is doing to kind of, fight back and try and develop young soccer players. Somebody might be saying, who's talking Romanian football? Well, we are. I'm always looking for differing topics. So we will talk about Romanian football tonight. Dash coach Sam Lady, they got a 2-0 victory on the road at KC Current this past weekend. One great team goal with Michel Ulosi, switch of play. Play was actually started by a good piece of hold-up play in midfield by Diana Ordonez. And then Ulosi would switch the play to Maria Sanchez, who would find Ordonez in the box. And, you know, this was a center forwards type of goal. So we'll talk about the 2-0 win, but also the home game this weekend against the Orlando Pride. Marta coming in this weekend. All right, here's some of the top headlines here today. Anthony Hudson, the interim U.S. soccer manager, has decided to step down. Now, I'm not privy to what's going on here, if he has another job, if he's been told he's not being considered for the head coaching job, which I think has seemingly been pretty clear, although you would think he would have to be interviewed. He will be replaced by an assistant, B.J. Callahan, who's 41 years of age, former Philadelphia Union assistant, Greg Berhalter assistant. He will take charge of the Gold Cup and Nations League as U.S. Soccer continues its coaching search. A couple of the names being bannered about, Patrick Vieira, Jesse Marsh, Jim Curtin, all names that are out there. The new sporting director, Matt Crocker of U.S. Soccer is interviewing potentials at this time. 713-780-3776. Who do you want to be the next coach of the U.S. national team? So Tigres win the Liga MX title. And you can begin to say dynasty here. André Pierre Gignac, they've won more titles than anybody in recent times. Now, you can position this as the most successful club in recent times with the legends still breathing and André Pierre Gignac and Guido Pizarro winning this, or you can position this as an epic fail from Chivas. So you can decide how you want to position it. I'd say it's a little bit of both. Houston is full of Tigres fans, by the way, as we know, and Rayados fans, and the Tigres fans are on top of the world. So a second leg 3-2 match. That's what the overall aggregate was after the 0-0 draw at Tigres. 65th minute, game changes with a 2-0 lead for Chivas. Penalty called, handball. Kind of a header that's headed down off another guy and goes off the arm of a defender. Now, I will tell you, in some ways, this is harsh. The game will change with this, but it's harsh. I don't know where you want a guy to have his arms when he's jumping up in the air to head a ball. He has to have his arms out for balance. His arms are used for a lot of things. Ball hits his arm. It's a penalty. I've seen it not called. And they're never going to say, look, we're just going to make it a rule. If the ball hits your hands, it's a penalty. Or you know, any part of your arm that's considered a penalty. That'll never happen. Because you got guys that are so good in the game now, if they're isolated one-on-one with a guy in the penalty area, they'll flick it off the guy's arm. So 3-2. It's a comeback. Penalties hit by André Pierre Gignac. 37 years of age. Still breathing. Will go down as a legendary player at Tigres. As defensive as Chivas got with Veljko Panovic, and that's partial to blame here. I mean, you're not going to sit back and invite Tigres in with all that attacking talent that early. I mean, they only had 35, 36% of the possession. And then you get three unanswered goals from Tigres after being down 2-0. So Chivas scores two goals inside the first 20 minutes. They're going nuts. They think they're going to win the title. 71st minute then, after the penalty from Gignac, it was Sebastian Cordova, wide open, pounded in a header. And then Pizarro got the winner in the 110th minute because they went to overtime. Robert Ciboldi, the Tigres manager, by the way, the third manager on the season. He made some changes that you have to give him a lot of credit with his substitution patterns. So it ends 3-2 on aggregate. Tigres 64% of the possession. They have 24 shots, 9 on goal to 10 and 7 for Chivas. Chivas more content on fouling, negative tactics, defensive. 23 fouls from Chivas. The better team won. That's the bottom line. Premier League closes with Leeds, Leicester joining Southampton in the drop zone. Sad for those teams, those clubs, because they're such a big part of their cities. And they're all clubs with a lot of legendary history. Everton had to win. They had it in their hands. They beat Bournemouth 1-0. Abdoulaye Doucouré will go down in Everton history, scoring the goal. Luton Town promoted. That's 10,356 capacity stadium that Manchester City and teams like that are going to have to come into next year. It's an incredible story. Burnley, Sheffield United, the Blades are back. I think Burnley, J.J. Watt, right? J.J.'s a part owner of Burnley with Kalia Ojai, his wife, Kalia Watt. So let me just tell you a little bit about Luton Town. And you're going to hear more from Warren Barton on this. This is the provincial cool nature of some of these soccer cities in Europe that are in these little itty-bitty towns. They're 138 years old. From 82 to 92, they were in the first division. They've gone from the fifth tier to the Premier League. So let me just take you into Luton Town here. Let's go to Soundbite 12. This is when Luton Town goes up 1-0. Jordan Clark, the goal scorer.
It's a good run by Adebayo. Cut back here. Wonderful opportunity. And a goal. Jordan Clark strikes for Luton Town, who make their early pressure pay.
Gustav Hammer ties it later for Coventry City.
Maybe something here. Jokeresh. Godden waiting in the middle. Cut back. Opportunity. Goal for Coventry City. They get the equaliser. Hammer it is who strikes again. Beautifully side-footed into the net. Gustavo Hammer.
So at the end of the day, this goes to penalty kicks. And you just think of the money at stake here in promotion to the Premier League. Coventry's Fancati Dabo steps up to take a penalty. He looked nervous. I'm watching this at home. I started to begin to feel really bad for the guy. And then I felt a lot worse. Here's what it sounded like.
Looks like Dabo has the job here. Fancati Dabo. And he's missed it, and Luton Town are promoted to the Premier League. It happens that quickly. Luton go from non-league to Premier League in 9 years. An incredible story. The top flight, the big stars, are coming to ramshackle Kenilworth Road.
Boy, that was so hard. I felt so bad for that man. He just crumpled in tears. But it's the game. So Luton Town now will be in the Premier League. Again, they will jump up into the big show and their little 12,000-seat stadium. You're going to hear a lot about the romantic nature of that. It's Kenilworth Road, they call it. So that's something that was pretty remarkable to watch, this promotion and relegation. Burnley, Sheffield United, the Blades are back. I'm glad to see the Blades get back into the top league. Now, Leeds goes down. The Athletic reported that Brendan Aaronson has a relegation clause, which means, you know, he's free then to try to find another club. He'll likely get a transfer. Not sure what's going on with Weston McKennie and Tyler Adams. Well, McKennie's back with Juventus after being on loan. Christian Pulisic is rumored to potentially be going to Juventus. Adams is coming off injury. So, you know, the rumors flying now with the transfer window this summer. Every single big club in England is linked to differing players, despite the fact that they're still in some competitions as well. Now, the other big epic fail, we mentioned Chivas. The other was Dortmund. And Dortmund, in a 2-2 draw, allowed Bayern Munich to win the Bundesliga title. So, Mainz would go up 1-0 on Dortmund. Andreas Hanche Olsen with the goal.
Looking for a shot goal, and they found one. Andreas Hanke Olsen with his first goal for Mainz. And the title race, full of twists and turns already, takes another dramatically unexpected direction.
Mainz would get a second one from Karim Anasiwo.
Lee. Onisivo! It's two, and it's double trouble for Dortmund. Their dreams curling up at the edges before their very eyes.
So at that point, it's 2-2. Gio Reyna had the assist on the tying goal for Dortmund, so they get a draw. Meanwhile, Bayern Munich beats Cologne, Jamal Musiala with the key goal, and it wraps up another title for Bayern Munich. That's 11 straight titles. Here's what the goal sounded like.
Bayern try again. Gnabry. Musiala! Have we just witnessed a big moment?
So there it is, 11 straight for Bayern Munich. So what does Bayern Munich do right after the game? You know what Bayern Munich does? They promptly fire executive Oliver Kahn, the former goalkeeper, and board member Hasan Salihamidzic. Salihamidzic within an hour. That's Bayern. So those guys were probably gone no matter whether they won or not. But It's 11 straight titles for Bayern Munich and a big fail, unfortunately, for Dortmund. And by the way, Dortmund have not won the Bundesliga since 2011 and 12. That's ancient times, I think, right there. Now, Luciano Spalletti stepping down a year before his contract ends at Napoli. That was kind of interesting that that came out. He's got a year to go on his contract. Came out. He led Napoli to the first Serie A title, Scudetto, in 33 years. The last person to do that was obviously Diego Maradona. Spalletti, I think, just kind of said he was suffering from a little bit of a burnout. By the way, he got a tattoo on his arm to commemorate the Napoli title. He wants to take a sabbatical. Well, that's what's going to happen with him. Al Nassr, we're at the top of the table. And Cristiano Ronaldo joined him. They lost out on the title to Al Ittihad. Former Wolves manager Nuno heading up Al Ittihad. All right, we got Messi news. If we're going to talk Ronaldo, we talk Messi tonight, right? We got Houston Dynamo news. We got great soccer content coming to Houston. July 25th, Mexico, Honduras, Haiti, Qatar. Over 50,000 tickets sold. Energy Stadium. It's going to be one big fiesta out there with El Tri coming to town against Honduras. Hopefully Albert Elise from El Kyoto. That's July 25th. Then July 1st, Guatemala and Canada. July 4th, Panama, El Salvador. That's at Shell Energy Stadium. So those three games all part of the Gold Cup. Then you got on July 26th, Real Madrid and Manchester United at Energy Stadium. That one's blowing up right now. And we're going to give some tickets away on this show for that, by the way. You get your tickets at LSSE.net, LSSE.net. We had David Fletcher, the president of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, on recently. Or you go to Ticketmaster. And right now we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We got Dynamo Talk here. I'm going to tell you why the Dynamo looked a lot more dangerous in attack this past weekend ahead of tomorrow night's game against the Vancouver Whitecaps. Right now, caller number three, we're going to give you a four-pack to the Houston Dash Orlando Pride game. Four-pack right now. Caller number three at 713-780-3776.
Law firm from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Just listen to this. So Manchester United picks up a cool $188 million for ending up third in the Premier League. Well, listen to that money talk. They got this weekend Manchester United and Manchester City, FA Cup final. Then the following weekend in Istanbul, you have Inter Milan and Manchester City. And it's remarkable how many big games are coming up. It's hard to even keep track of this. Tomorrow night, we've got the CONCACAF Champions League final. Leon and LAFC. And then Sunday, the second leg will be back at LAFC. So there's just so much going on right now. Titles being won, money being earned. Every game there's some real finality and real consequence at this point. We're not there yet in Major League Soccer. That takes a while. We got to kind of get into the later part of the summer. But there are a lot of games going on, including tomorrow night. Dynamo at Vancouver on the fake stuff. And yeah, you know, I asked Ben Olsen about the artificial surface. Man, we hardly even talk about it. Everybody's used to playing on it. So we'll see how the Dynamo do up there and if their newfound attack can continue. Okay, so I'm going to hold off on the Dynamo right now because we will get into them tonight on the show. But I do want to remind people of a couple of things. First off, I want a quick word here for Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. Head over to 2775 Fondren. It is the best in modern contemporary furniture. Danish Inspirations, you know him, Jan Christensen. That store should be on your bucket list if you are someone who loves modern contemporary furniture. DanishInspirations.com. You can see the wide selection, Stressless line. I've got Stressless lounge chair in my house. Love it. Got an amazing, I got a couch that's like an L-shaped couch that, you know, you could put a family of five on if you had to. It's that big and it expands. It's such a cool place to kind of park yourself watching games. DanishInspirations.com, modern contemporary furniture, longtime sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And, you know, each and every week we talk about Danish Inspirations, modern contemporary furniture, as well as LamontBrands.com. That's where you get your Soccer Matters t-shirts and hats. Get over there, LamontBrands.com. Get over there. All the proceeds to the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation. Very excited about that. Again, this summer, we got all kinds of great games coming to Houston. Real Madrid, Manchester United, the Champions Tour. We've got Gold Cup coming. Energy Stadium, Shell Energy Stadium. 7 big matches, 4 dates. Real Madrid and Manchester United arrived to play on the Champions Tour. In the Copa de Lone Star at Energy, unreal opportunity to catch these two historic clubs right here, right in our backyard, just like the 2026 World Cup. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster, LSSE.net. By the way, we are hearing that Anthony Martial will not be available, it sounds like, for Manchester United in the FA Cup final. So there you go. Okay, so we get back to things here. Couple of questions we can put out here tonight. Is Tigres now a dynasty? Do we position them as a team that is a dynasty based on the titles won in recent times? Obviously, a bunch of them under Tuca Ferretti, but they have now done another one under Robert Siboldi. I think it's pretty much a no-brainer. The answer is yes. I mean, they are the most successful club in recent times. André Pierre Gignac continues at 37. Yeah, look, he can't run, but if you get him the ball around the penalty area, he makes things happen. He's a leader. There's no question about that. Guido Pizarro, another one of the older players. Houston, again, full of Tigres fans. So they're on top of the world. They score 3 straight goals after being down 2-0 in the first 20 minutes. So that's one of the big highlights of the weekend, if you did, in fact, watch that game. Lionel Messi has now surpassed Cristiano Ronaldo, become the top scorer in the history of Europe's top 5 leagues for PSG. Oh, that's another occurrence that happened this week. All right. So the Dynamo at home, and we had the call right here on ESPN 97.5. The Dynamo at home, I think in the most entertaining game of the year, 2-1 victory over Austin FC. Let's just start with the montage of kind of the goals from the night. But Austin goes up 1-0 in this one. The Dynamo equalized through Hector Herrera. Wonderful goal. We'll talk about that, and we'll break that goal down, kind of do the anatomy of these three goals. And then Ivan Franco would come off the bench and get the game winner. So the Dynamo have gotten some timely substitutions, timely goals from people off the bench against FC Dallas prior to that. It was Thoreau Farson getting on the end of a dead ball situation from Hector Herrera. So here's the montage of goals from Shell Energy Stadium. You heard it on ESPN 97.5.
Lima, former San Jose. What a ball that is. Guzzi Zardes. Oh, that is crossing and finishing at its best. Zardes has now scored in 3 straight. Lima with a peach of a ball.
And it is 1-0 Austin FC here on the road. Artur helps to win it back. Amin Bassi now running at Austin FC. It's Aliyu. Here's a young Nigerian. Cuts it back. Herrera! Yes! It's 1-1. Hector Herrera. It goes across the Great Divide. It is now 1-1 in Houston. Herrera to take it. Here's the captain. Swivel ball in front. It's in! It's swiveled in by Yifan Franco. It's a 2-1 Houston Dynamo lead. Yifan Franco will get his first goal in Major League Soccer. None bigger than this in a rivalry against Austin FC.
So a good feeling from the stadium that night. That is a huge win over your rivals. I think Houston fans are a little tired of hearing about Austin FC and the sellouts. And there's no question. They've set the bar higher up there. The season they had last year was fantastic. They're struggling now, though. Austin FC has had a lot of struggles here. From Claudio Reyna stepping down and that whole thing with the U.S. national team to getting ousted by team they should never lose to in Violet of Haiti, and I'm not being disrespectful here. The wheels got set in motion in a bad way. This was always going to be a different season, though, for Austin FC with the additional content and games. I don't think there's any question. Sebastian Drewsi, even when he was in the lineup, they were not hitting all cylinders. Now, he's close to coming back. So, for Austin FC, that is a good thing. So Zardes, from our radio position at the game, right in front of us, we can see the right side of the team and the left side of the Dynamo team. And what Austin FC was doing, and they caught the Dynamo. Remember, the Dynamo made three changes at the back in this game. They played Mikel outside on the left in the left back position, but he was a lot of times gravitating in off the shoulder of a center back, and he was. He was getting a lot of challenge in the beginning because what was happening, Austin FC was trying to do their best Pep Guardiola, Manchester City kind of impersonation with Nick Lima, except, you know, they do it with Stones where they push him in the midfield. Well, Lima was pushing out wide because he's a good crosser of the ball. And the ball he hit for the opening goal was a spectacular ball. He was not under any pressure, but he basically moved up from a center back position because he was playing center back. And Zardes does what good strikers do, and that is get between two central defenders where, you know, if the ball's delivered and can beat the first one, you're potentially unmarked. And he was unmarked. It was a clear header. He needed to score it. He did. And that put Austin FC up. Now, I will say this about Jozy Zardes. He has scored in three games straight. He could not control the ball to save his life in this game. He really struggled with his control. He could not hold the ball up. Everything bounced off him. It was pretty incredible. So then the Dynamo, and this is a great pressing moment. And, you know, the Dynamo wanted to, under Ben Olsen, impose their press. We all know that Austin FC is a team that does like to play out of the back in games. They do that pretty consistently. They believe in that. They even do it at times they shouldn't. We'll get to that in a minute. But the Dynamo turned him over on the press, and Hector Herrera would get the goal. But this after turning this over, and I mean the Dynamo hunted the ball in a pack here. They won it. Amin Bassi, who was started in a more central role, and I like this. Not that he hasn't been playing in there, but I like the fact that he's in there and there's a three-pronged attack in front of him. And he's playing as more of a traditional 10. So he picks the ball up and absolute no hesitation. Conviction running right at the back four of Austin FC. Ibrahim Aliyu makes a wonderful run in the channel, which he did all night. He gets picked out. Ball gets cut into the box. And Coco Karaskia comes in, who played kind of in the interior, but also at times brought width for the Dynamo on the right side of the field. He comes inside the box, keeps his play alive, and it goes to Hector Herrera, and Herrera ties it up. So it's a fantastic goal, a lot of great individual things that occurred during this goal, but it's also a very collective goal in, one, the way you won the ball, and then in, two, the way these four guys attacked and produced the tying goal. And then, of course, near the end of the game, I guess it's the 87th or 88th minute, Yifan Franco comes in the game. But the Dynamo turn over Austin FC. Austin FC, a couple minutes left in the game. They don't elect to take a long goal kick and push people up the field. They decide with the Dynamo really, really high, it's mind-boggling, that they're going to try to play out of the back. Now, a lot of times that's because it becomes so ingrained by a manager that this is the way you're going to play, live or die by it. But come on, it's the end of a game. You're going to be lucky if you can get a point out of here. It could be a very big point on the road because road points are important, just like tomorrow night for the Dynamo in Vancouver. So these guys try to play out of the back, immediately get put under pressure. I almost fell over when I saw them decide that they were going to try to play out of the back with the Dynamo that high up the field. And, of course, it forces the corner. And, you know, we're sitting there going, well, this could be very costly. And it ends up being costly. It's a ball driven to the near post. Franco gets there, kind of meets the ball at the same time. It trickles to Franco, and then Ivan Franco scores the game winner. And it's a full 3 points. And it's a great comeback, leaves everybody happy. Now, I would just pull you back to the middle now. Everybody, we tend to either go totally sky high in sports now, or we go totally into the darkest of depths. And the real truth sometimes really lies in between. What we saw in this game was a center forward running the channels beautifully in Ibrahim Aliyu. And he's a young guy. He's a really young guy. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Ibrahim Aliyu. We're going to talk about some of the changes Ben Olsen made. We're also going to get some of his sound as well. And then we'll begin to talk Vancouver. All right, this is Jimmy Cliff. The harder they come. One of the legendary reggae songs. And I do want to remind you, Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, committed to working for you 24/7, nights and weekends. So if you get in a car or a boat, you might call it maritime, motorcycle. Maybe you work construction. Maybe you drive an 18-wheeler. There are a few things that are worse than severe injury to family members or even death. That's when you call the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW. 713-CALL-NOW. You need the best. And they are bilingual. DaspitLaw.com. DaspitLaw.com. Supporting Soccer Matters, the great game of football. We'll take a break here. Soccer does matter.
Llega la orden del juez, cerrado el centro, Ibáñez, Córdoba, el cabezazo, gol, Diego, gol, lo hizo su capitán, Diego Pizarro, gana Tigre 3-2.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That was Guido Pizarro, another one of the legendary older players on Tigres. That was the game-winning goal as Tigres win the Mexican League title after being down 2-0 to Chivas at a big weekend in the world of football. You love Thin Lizzy. Bill or not, that guy died young. Sad. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's continue the talk on the Houston Dynamo. Now, again, we remind you that tomorrow night, the legendary Brian McDonald will be behind the glass producing as we will do the Dynamo Vancouver game. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow night on the station, and we are calling that the Late Late Show. What did you call it, Brian? You called it
Dynamo After Dark.
Dynamo After Dark. That's what we're doing. We're doing it tomorrow night. So looking forward to seeing if the Dynamo can carry over some of the threat, some of the attacking play that occurred at home. And I think that's gotten people excited. Certainly had me excited when I saw the lineup. So the lineup was Steve Clark in goal. As I mentioned before, Mikel, who had been a center back prior to this and has actually really shown well. Last year, he only played in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. I think he had a 45-minute stint. But one thing I saw about him last year that I liked was very composed. Very composed. So he was brought up from Dynamo 2. Bartlow, Steris, and Escobar. So there were actually three positional changes out of the four backs in this game. And I think there was a little hesitancy in the beginning of this game, and there were problems in front of Mikel coming down that side of the field, which led to Austin FC's first goal. Then your midfield was Artur in the six, Hector Herrera, and then Amin Bassi came into the middle instead of Coco Carrasquilla. So all in all, there were five changes positionally. So Bassi came in, was playing from the start as really more of a 10. And then the front three was Corey Baird, Aliyu, and Coco. Corey Baird was getting pushed back. He had to defend a lot with the problems early in the first half. The Dynamo was the better team in the second half. Maybe Austin FC, you give the slight edge possibly in the first half. But Ibrahim Aliyu now at the tip of the spear for the Dynamo. So let's talk about him. He's 21 years of age. He certainly is a vertical threat. He ran the channels beautifully. He's doing what Ben Olsen wants. Ben Olsen wants a guy that's going to run the channels, who's going to be active, who's going to be persistent. So Aliyu's movement and running, number one, provided wonderful targets to Amin Bassi, Artur, Hector Herrera, and even at times Coco Carrasquilla when he was a little deeper in midfield. So basically, I look at him and I say, he's more making more positive sort of vertical runs than anybody has made on the team this year, including Corey Baird. Because I always thought Corey Baird was running back towards his own goal a little bit too much. This guy's runs are to test the team, to push a team back, to make a team honor you, because you have the pace now to get in behind. Now, we're going to find out if he's a finisher or not. My gut is he's going to score some goals. And he had a decent scoring record at Lokomotiva in Croatia. I mean, you have to think he's going to start again, although it is a quick turnaround. And there has been rotation. But the volume of runs, that's what tires a defender out. And trust me, as a center back, I can tell you there were games that this particular player or two, because of their movement and their desire to just, number one, be mobile. Number two, try to pull you out of position, whether they were trying to get behind you or drag you into midfield, spin off you, then look for it behind you. It does and can wear you down mentally. And the pure volume and the additional amount of runs this guy's making, it's a positive. This is what Ben Olsen wants. This is why it's hard for Sebas Ferreira in this tactical system. And after that game now, you have to think of, wow, what's Sebas Ferreira's future? I mean, he's not going to turn into Ibrahim Aliyu. And he was your 13-goal scorer last year. He was your designated player. What's going to happen with him? No telling. But these are things that you can glean from this type of a game and the way the Dynamo played with this new young Nigerian center forward. Now, Coco Carrasquilla also had an interesting role. If you look closely in that game, 713-780-3776 started on the kind of on the right hand side. So at times he was giving you width, which I think this was smart because he's probably your best guy beating somebody off the dribble. So why not have him out wide and then why not have him beat somebody and then look to play to somebody's feet? He's not a finisher. We know that. Coco's not a finisher. I don't know if we're going to magically put dust on him and all of a sudden he's going to score a bunch of goals. I mean, if you look at his career and you also look at this year, the positions he got in, and he didn't take goals. So maybe this is kind of a nice hybrid role for him where, yes, he brings you width at times, but then he also tucked in a little closer to Bossy and his midfield, and he can play make from there. And he can also create some space for Escobar to get forward. And he's quick enough, if he has tucked in, to get back out wide and help you defend. So I like these subtle changes from Ben Olsen. I thought these were really, really interesting. It made the game more interesting, and I think the Dynamo looked a lot better in the attack, and the data shows that, especially from the second half, that they were more involved. And look, they were 29th in the league in, you know, a lot of the categories offensively, and that can change with a couple of games with this kind of system. So here's Ben Olsen, the Dynamo head coach, big 3 points, proud of a comeback.
Big points for us going with the circumstances of in 2 days we go to Vancouver for a long stretch, 8 days, a bunch of games. So it was important to, you know, continue our form at home. I'm proud of the way we did it. You know, I'm proud we came back. We were down. It's the first comeback win, I think. So that's great for our psyche that we know we can take a punch and move on.
Yeah, I like that. It was a comeback win, correct. And comeback wins, you're going to need 2 goals, not one. So it's good to see the Dynamo not only score 2 goals, not only keep things going at home in the way they want it, but also to come back in front of your fans. And to do it against Austin FC, I think, was a little bit particularly sweeter. The Whitecaps are 3-5-5 in the Western Conference. As far as goal scoring, they've got 19. Brian White leads them with 5. And again, this is a first meeting this year. White's a very active type of guy. Simon Becker has 4 and an assist over 10 games. Ryan Gauld, another guy that's dangerous, kind of a playmaker. And the Dynamo, Hector Herrera, has 3 and 2 assists. I have a little concern about Hector Herrera and this type of an output over the course of the full 2023 season, especially when the weather changes. So that's something to keep an eye on. He's a remarkable athlete, feathery touch for a big man. It's so fun to watch him orchestrate this team. But on the other hand, he's got to be handled, I think, slightly with kid gloves. I think that's important. The game's going to be at BC Place. It's on artificial surface, which, you know, I just love infinitely. With my Brian's laughing back there, with my fake hip and my fake knee. I just love artificial surface. It just lacks authenticity. I wish we could put the squeeze on these stadiums that are using it, but that's the way it goes. Not sure what else is going on with Vancouver, of course. They come back after playing 5 of 6 on the road. So they got a 4-game homestand that starts with the Dynamo. So that's a good thing if you're the Vancouver Whitecaps. And that's a game you can also catch on Apple. And there's a bunch of games tomorrow night. But if you do go to Apple TV, we do want you to click on that little icon where you can get the local call. So I think it'll be myself and Bobby Boswell tomorrow. The prior game, Andrew Driver came in, did a nice job on the Dynamo Austin FC game as well. All right, more from Ben Olsen. Here's Ivan Franco. Now, Ivan Franco, you know, he's getting mixed reviews from the fans. I think this was an important goal for him to score. He's always 100-plus when it comes to giving an effort, the young Paraguayan. But, you know, here again, we talk about the impact off the bench, which we have seen in the last 2 MLS games for the Houston Dynamo.
You know, we gave him the game ball. And we did that because it's not a lot of fun to be on the bench. And, you know, we talk about coming in and bringing energy and bringing influence to the game. And, you know, he did that. Thor did that in Dallas. You know, so these guys are really that's a great thing for a team, and it brings him confidence. It's his first goal for the club, and it was an important one.
So just like that, the Dynamo, who were in 10th, they jumped three places. They now sit in 7th in the Western Conference. Vancouver sits at 8. Vancouver has scored 19 goals, conceded 17. They've got a +2 goal differential. The Houston Dynamo have scored 13 goals, have given up 12, +1. The Dynamo are 0-4-2 on the road, though. I do think they want to get, they got to get a road win here soon. You need that. The only other teams that are winless on the road in the Western Conference are San Jose and Vancouver, along with the LA Galaxy. Ooh, boy, what a nightmare LA is having. That that came and reared its ugly head, the LA Galaxy. Chris Klein is now out. The fans, I think everybody has realized, if you follow Major League Soccer, the fans have basically put up a revolt. They've stopped coming to games. They wanted Klein out. There was some video that was put out recently here with the players just kind of standing dumbfounded, listening to them getting shouted at or being told what they wanted to see happen. Greg Vanney, the coach, came up. He was kind of indecisive. Then he finally, you know, tried to talk to the fans as well. So Chris Klein, the LA Galaxy president, is now out. And you're going to say, frankly, that the fans had a lot to do with this. They didn't like what was going on. It's kind of a benchmark moment in a little bit of a way in Major League Soccer, because they've been pushing this for a while. And when you're at the bottom of the Western Conference, at some point an organization has to react. And they did. So back to Ben Olsen. Here's Ben Olsen talking about getting above the playoff line.
It is. It is. It's nice to be over there and put a little pressure on us to stay there. And even if it's 1 point, you know, you're under it, you know, it's nice to be up there, and we want to keep pushing, and we want to not just live in there. We want to keep going. We know it's difficult, though. We're going to take our lumps. We're still working. We're still figuring some things out here with the group, and but it is nice to go above them now, and that's what it's about.
All right. Ben would go on to talk about the results, bringing the belief and the buy-in of the fan base as well for the Dynamo. Great crowd. I mean, yeah, it wasn't packed, but it was vocal. It was engaged. The acoustics there are great at Energy Stadium, and, of course, you're going to get a lot more games there. A couple of other quick notes here. Houston Dash will take on number 9 Orlando Pride. Pride have won 3 out of their last 5. They did lose their last game. So that's this Saturday night. Get tickets for that one. Boniac Garcia retired. El Presidente from Olympia in Honduras, who won the title. And Juan Castilla lobbed a little ball in behind the Senegal defense for Colombia to get a goal in the 1-1 draw that they had in the Under-20 World Cup. U.S. men won 4-0 today. 4 different goal scorers. So Justin Che, Cade Cowell, and Owen Wolf, all with MLS teams, right? Jay, former FC Dallas, Cowell, San Jose, Owen Wolf. What point are we going to finally get, you know, a national team player, even an under-20 national team player that's impactful out of Houston, out of the Houston Dynamo? We haven't had a national team player. You know, this is something we have to consider. Why is it always out of North Texas? Something's going on. All right, we'll take a break here. I got a pair of tickets right now. Houston Dash, Orlando Pride. We'll take a break at Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And thank you for tuning in here tonight. We'll take a quick break. Got a lot of good interviews in hour number 2 coming up.